Yeshua Berry gave you permission. Yeshua. Very clear for 2 colors with your permission. Chapter 5, sentence 1. That's what Yeshua by He. This is after Am Israel crossed the Jordan River. And this is on the 10th day of Chodesh Nisan. Moshe Rabbeinu died on the 7th day of Chodesh Adar. And 33 days after Moshe Rabbeinu died, Am Israel passed the Jordan River and dwelled and settled in a place that's called Gilgal. This is Navi with your permission, chapter 5, sentence 1. Vayi kishmo akom alchei emori. The kings of the Amorim, when they heard Asher Beva Yarden Yama on the west side of the Jordan River, the rest of the kings of the Kna'ani that was dwelling next to the Mediterranean Sea, et Asher Ovish Hashem Itmei Yavim Tenei Israel Adavram, thank you, until the Takadosh Baruch Hu dried the water of the Jordan in front of Am Israel until they all passed the Jordan River, Vayimas Levavam. The heart sank, ולא היה בם עוד רוח לבני ישראל. Didn't have any strength against them Israel. And you really don't know who made the chapters. We don't know who made the chapters. Not in the Torah, not in the Navi. When you take the scroll of Yeshua and you take the parchment, there's no chapter. There's no sentences as well. But the sentences, we do know how to divide the sentences. But the chapters, most probably they say the Goyim did it. Most probably. The same thing is in the Torah as well. The chapters in the Torah were not made by Moshe Rabbeinu, neither by Ezra HaSofer. Probably the Goyim made it. It's not really a question what I'm going to ask. Whoever made it, and we adopted it. So that sentence is nothing to do, it's not a new paragraph. It should have been the last sentence in chapter 4. And chapter 4 talks about coming out of the Jordan River, and Yeshua told them Israel that you should take the 12 stones, the 12 rocks, for everybody to know, and the children to know, that you pass in the dry land the Jordan River. Then sentence, chapter 5 starts that all the kings heard what happened. This is not a new chapter. Again, it's not a major question because again we don't know who made those chapters. And if the Goy made it, it's really, we shouldn't ask a question about it. But we adopted those chapters. So to understand why this is a new chapter, this is really a continuation, should be the continuation of chapter 4. If you want to start, you start at sentence 2, that should be a new chapter. But all that says is information, and the Navi wants to give us information. So Navi wants, Yeshua wrote his book, says the Gemara. Yeshua writes towards the end of his life, he wrote Sefer Yeshua, almost to the end, and he writes that you should know that after we passed the Jordan River in the dry land, everybody, all the kings were very scared and frightened, and they lost their strength against us. Sounds like a history statement. I says, why do I have to know that now, today? What is the purpose of that sentence that Yeshua wrote? Just maybe it's just a piece of information, but again, and it's an Ali. Yeshua wrote it with prophecy. It's not just the story that Yeshua decided to write. It's a prophecy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not that he decided to write Sefer Yeshua that way. The Gemara said Sefer Yeshua is something, a continuation of Sefer Dvarim. If Am Israel would not have seen, it would have חמישה חמישי תורה עם ספר יהושע. יהושע, ספר יהושע is not a higher level, but it's called Navi. It's not just a book of statements. It means that הקדוש ברוך הוא appeared to יהושע and told יהושע how to write it. So the Yeshua wrote is, you should know that the Goyim were very scared, that the kings were very scared. So nobody has to know this information. I mean, what this does it make to me right now? Again, if it's just a history book, I understand. But this is a prophecy. This is why Yeshua had to write it. It is a prophecy. It's not a prophecy. This is just a statement. בעת ההיא, that time, אמר השם יהושע, sent to you permission, עושה לך חרבות צורים. Please, manufacture swords from stones. עושה לך עשה לך, so usually the Gemara says it says עשה לך, it means for yourself. It means, the Midrash says it a few times, it says עשה לך חצוצות כסף, it says the word lecha means for yourself. It means Yeshua, you should go and you should make the swords. It says, why I have to go make it? It says it's that sword is going to be needed for Brit Milah. So you go and you ask from Israel, please manufacture, everybody should get a sword. Or you should go and you should find out where the sword is, but not a command from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he has to make it, he has to manufacture right now chavot turim, should make a lot, it doesn't say how many, but Yeshua had to do on that day a lot of Brit Milah. The machloket if he did the whole thing himself or not. So in one day, this is now the 11th day of Chodesh Nisan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yeshua, go make yourself swords from stone. ושוב מול את בני ישראל שנית. Go make a brit milah. Again, second time, says the Gemara. The first time really they made brit milah when they came out of Mitzrayim. Since they came out of Mitzrayim, they didn't do brit milah. So the whole 40 years they walked in the desert, they didn't do brit milah.
In the new people.
The new people, yeah, they were born in the desert.
What happened in Pesach?
The second, they didn't do Pesach in the desert only 1 year. The second year. Well, the question is, what happened to those people that really were born that year and were in the desert? I don't know, it doesn't say they did Brit Milah, but that's what the Gemara says. Shenit, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yehoshua ben Nun, I want you to do Brit Milah for all of Israel. Second time, it means the first time was in Mitzrayim, not the second time. And the Gemara said the whole, that's the language of the Gemara, that's the statement. The whole 40 years that they came out of Mitzrayim, they didn't do Brit Milah. Says, why didn't do Brit Milah? So the Gemara says, one of the reasons is there are four winds. And the winds that blow, says the Gemara, every wind has a purpose. It's not that just, you know, to change the weather. Or to help the airplane to go to Israel. It's a purpose for the wind. So the Gemara, what for me, the north wind has a tremendous power to heal sick people. It's a special wind that heals people. So the Gemara, if Chas v'Shalom somebody does Brit Milah and there is no north wind, he might die. Even though we don't feel the wind, says the Gemara, it's not that you have to feel the wind is blowing on you, but there is something that blows a little bit softly and it comes all the way from the north. The secret. It comes from the north. So the Gemara says if it comes from the north, the power of that wind, if we may say, it doesn't have to be again a wind that blows on your heart. It means that you feel some air is coming from the north side of the world. The north side of the world has a tremendous power to heal people, and this is something must that a person should have in order to be healed. If you don't have this wind, you not have to do Brit Milah. Says the Gemara, in 40 years, if I was in the desert, there were no north wind. I says, why? What's the problem? What's the problem? Why it was no north wind? One of the answers is that the wind, the north wind, has a power that pushes away the cloud. Says the Gemara, this doesn't say anything, the Midrash says it. that if the wind would have blown in the desert, the anan, the cloud that surrounded Am Yisrael would disappear. And then Akabot. So Kadosh Baruch Hu did not want to bring the wind in order to keep the cloud on top of us. So Chachamim asked, well, Kadosh Baruch Hu can do anything. I mean, what? So says, no, no, he doesn't want to do it this way. So it's a whole discussion. But the Gemara doesn't say what I just said now. That part, it says in the Midrash. Gemara in Masechet Yevamot was no north wind. And if there is no north wind, I believe page 62. And if there is no north wind, then it benches to do with Mila. And the question is, why wasn't north wind? But the Gemara doesn't say what I said. Gemara said there was no north wind because it is the golden calf. Because of the golden calf, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was affected them, was no north wind. That's the Gemara said. The Midrash says different what I said before. That the wind has the power to chase or to push away the cloud. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was upset with Am Yisrael, that is the way the Gemara says. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want to blow that wind towards the desert. And therefore, in Tav Moshe Rabbeinu, nobody did Brit Milah in the desert besides Shevet Levi. With Chaim Saul, says the Gemara, says Rashi, that Shevet Levi kept doing Brit Milah in the desert even though there was no north wind. They took a chance. Oh, Rabbeinu Eskali can take a chance, he can't take a chance, he might die. He says no. So if we did Brit Milah in Mitzrayim, they did as well in the desert. Huh?
The war.
Shevet Levi won't part of it.
Right.
No, no. There was no wind. Period, was no wind. Now, if there's no wind, you're in danger. So how do you take a chance to not do Brit Milah in the desert if there's no north wind? If Am Yisrael did not do it because there's no north wind, you cannot take a chance. It's called Pikuach Nefesh, you're not allowed. The Gemara said you're not allowed to. So that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yeshua. This is chapter 5. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yeshua, do Brit Milah a second time. It says, since they came out of Mitzrayim, they did not do Brit Milah, I want them to do Brit Milah right now. It says, what's the purpose? What's the purpose of Brit Milah now? It doesn't say why. So we'll see in a minute. Huh? Right, that's a simple explanation. The explanation is, again, do Kama Pesach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not say it to Yeshua. He just told Yeshua, you have to do Brit Milah in order to have to do Korban Pesach. Because he did not say that. He just told Yeshua, you have to do Brit Milah again. Of course, simple explanation is you don't need why. Because the Brit Milah is mitzvah for the karet. That's the first thing. And now you're in Eretz Yisrael. And after the Brit Milah, I mean, the 40 years were finished. And now you're in Eretz Yisrael. Now you do Brit Milah. So I don't have to explain to you why I need Brit Milah. We'll get in a minute. What's behind it? By the way, it says in the Navi, there's no question. It says, time to do Brit Milah. It says, now you already passed Jordan River, you're not in the desert anymore. Now there is the north wind, now you do Brit Milah. And then that's the first thing we find in the Torah. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Abraham Avinu, as a nation, as a Jewish nation, we got from Abraham Avinu. Now it's the time to do Brit Milah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yeshua, you have to do Brit Milah. You didn't do Brit Milah for the 40 years, now you have to do Brit Milah. Okay, for this, that Yeshua has to do it. For this, you go to the Katzen state. I mean, there's a lot of Mohalim. I mean, everybody knows that we do Brit Milah. I mean, no, it's not only Yeshua. But the way the Navi says, if I look to Yeshua, I say, Lecha Chavot Surim, Veshuv Mor Tez Roshinit, you should do the Brit Milah. But if Hashim said it to Yeshua, I had to do the whole Brit Milah for everybody. I mean, talking about maybe millions of people. Yeshua Emoel. In Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu was tonight. At that night of Pesach, I said to Midrash, it's Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron, זה נדרש שמשה בן ידיד רית מילה, and Aaron was helping him out. It's not clear, right? אבל לא כדי, הוא ילטי את המין. I says, now, can you put on Yeshua to do the same system? It says, you have to do it. I say, I understand. In Mitzrayim, I understand. I say, that doesn't say either so much. Also, in Mitzrayim, it's a question. Same question. Why Yeshua has to be the Mohel? And why he has to do the sword? He has to manufacture the sword. And he has to do it Milah for millions of people.
Then they went from Mitzrayim.
Now 40 years later. Well,
10 days
Kiyat Yamsu. Not 7 days before Kiyat Yamsu. The day is Korban Pesach. Right, so they ask this question. So they said that Allah does not want to change the way He created the world. On creation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that the north wind can push away the clouds. So Chachamim said that Allah did not want to change His nature. Says in Rabbit, sentence 3, with your permission, chapter 5, Vayazo Yeshua Chavot Tzurim, Yeshua went, and He made Himself swords from stone. Vayamol Ebnei Yisrael Givat Ha'Aralot. He Himself, that's the way it says, that's the way the Mefarshim say, that actually Yeshua Binun made Brit Milah for all of Israel. El Givat Ha'Aralot, it means after Brit Milah was like a mountain of Olah that He cut, that He did Brit Milah to all of Israel. That time, you see, the Midrash says like this, that until David the Melech killed Goliath, Brit Milah was done only with stone. Never with a knife. It's a secret not to do it with a knife. Some Chachamim say, because the Midrash says, the Gemara says as well, but the Midrash says that Brit Milah, that's why the Sandak is so important, the Brit Milah is like sacrificing. And the sandak, his seat, where the child is on, is like in his bell, like an altar. And the Gemara said an altar is not allowed to have any knife on it. Not only is not allowed, the Gemara said if a knife touches the altar and scratch one of the stones, you have to take it apart and you have to take the stone away. But if a knife just fell on the mizbeah and made it a scratch.
That's why the
Beit HaMikdash
was not allowed to be
covered. Right. But the Mizbeach is even more important. In Beit HaMikdash, if a knife fell on one of the stones, you don't have to change the stone.
But they didn't use a knife.
They didn't need a knife to cut the stone. But the Beit HaMikdash here, Beit HaMikdash, the halacha is, the Beit HaMikdash itself, if you wanted to use stones, and you build it in stones, you're allowed to cut the stones outside of that mountain with metal. You're not allowed to use metal on the top of the mountain. But down the mountain, outside the mountain, you allow, let's say behind the kotel, where we're standing, yeah?
That's because metal represents war.
Right. That's the Gemara says, right? Metal represents war.
That's
like a
Tobit
HaMelech
was not able to
build
the
altar. Right.
What is the
question
of who is the
Sandak? The Sandak, when he's holding the baby on his feet, it is like an altar. The feet. How do you see the Sandak? On the internet. On the internet. Well, if the guy has to be capable, or if I would say, and as well, that is suitable to be an opera. If the guy is El Capone, you don't want him to be the Sandak, you know. Then Hatshalom, that you know, the baby was an opera of El Capone.
El Capone.
Sandak is very important. The Goyim believe in it.
Yeah.
The Goyim believe it even stronger than us. Yeah. I mean, they adopted this Sandak business more than the Jews. It's the Gemara says the Sandak is a very important thing. Very important. So. And that's Chachamim said this, the Sandak is like the Brit Milah, is like Mizbeach, I mean that's the feet of the Sandak, is like the altar, and you do Brit Milah, it means when you do Brit Milah, it's like you're sacrificing. And until David HaMelech, no one did Brit Milah with a knife. Because if that's the altar, on an altar you're not allowed to use a knife. You're allowed to use a knife outside the altar, before the animal comes to the altar. Before it comes to the Mizbeach, you have to slaughter it, and then you have to slaughter it. But on the Mizbeach, you cannot use the knife. Sassin Adil David HaMelech says, what happened to the Melech? Says the Midrash, what happened? Says the Midrash like this. The Goliath was standing, and he was covered with copper from head to toe. So David HaMelech picked up 5 little stones, and he's going to shoot Goliath. You're going to shoot Goliath, and he's covered. You can't kill this guy. I mean, it's going to be a stone against metal. It's a joke. So in Shammai, tells the Midrash, the minister of copper told the minister of stone what's going on. Are you planning to let this stone penetrate and go inside the cover. It says we have laws of creation. The laws of creation is that metal is stronger than stone. So I will not let this stone penetrate. So in Shamayim was the whole thing. The metal says, put your money. The metal says, the minister of metal said like this, I'm going to open up a little bit on the forehead of Goliath, if you promise me that from now on, you're not going to break Milah with stone. From now on, you're going to do with a knife, with metal. You do with the metal, I'll open up. Since the stone, the minister of stone, okay, fine. From now on, you do break Milah with a knife, no more with the stone. But this happens under the metal. Okay. I see that with the metal, everybody did with the stone. And the reason is because you cannot use metal on top of an altar. That's a mellow, it's not the author mellow. But this is why Chavot Turim, again, it's not just because it's a quality, we'll get to it in a minute, I mean. But simple explanation is Turim, Chavot Turim, this is the knife should be from stone, because everybody used stone at the time, and this was a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how important it is to do it in love with the stone, and everybody used the stone. I hear the Navi said that Yeshua, he did the sword from stones, and he himself made it for all of Israel. Sentence for your permission, וזה הדבר אשר אמר יהושע, כל עם היציב במצרים הצרים, כל אנשי המלחמה מתו במדבר בדרך כלל במצרים, it says, whoever came out of Mitzrayim already died in the desert, כמולים היו כל עם, sentence 5, the old had brit milah, כל עם היציב, whoever came out of Mitzrayim had brit milah because משה רבנו did it, וכל עם הילודים במדבר, whoever was born in the desert, but they are still in Mitzrayim, לא מל. Whoever came out of Mitzrayim and was born in the desert, again, because there was no north wind, they didn't have Brit Milah. Ki 40 shana, because then the Tzitzit is permission, 40 years, Ahuv Nisra B'Midbar, Atom Kol Agoy Asher Melchama, until that nation, the people that came out, Mitzrayim, called the people of the war, Asher Lo Shamu B'Kol Hashem Nisipa Kadosh Baruch Hu, Asher Nishba Hashem Laim L'Ti Ha'otah Met Ha'aretz. What has to know all this is? Just pure Lashon Hara. I don't know this. Rabbi has to tell you, so they won't tell me, so 40 years they didn't have Brit Milah. So you have to tell me also that those people that came out of Mitzrayim didn't speak Kadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu swore, L'ilti Ha'otah Met Ha'aretz, Asher Nishba, Hashem Ha'otah Met Ha'aretz, Asher Nishba, 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 Asher What does Rav Chalal Dash now have to do with the whole thing? He said, you won't tell me. He didn't have Brit Milah. He told me. He didn't have Brit Milah. There was no north wind. North wind has nothing to do with the tide. The north wind has to do with maybe the golden calf. Maybe. He said, you won't tell me this. He didn't have Brit Milah. I understand. Fine. Now he tells you. Yeshua tells you this in his prophecy. You should know that people came out of Mitzrayim. They were wicked people. They didn't know Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu swore that they're not going to get to Eretz Israel. And this is a land of honey and milk. And Kadosh Baruch Hu said they're not going to see the Eretz Israel. Ed's name, sentence 7, Hekin Tachta Motav, Mal Yoshua. The children of that generation that did not have the opportunity to go to Israel, the Bible was upset at them, Yoshua Binun is going to do Brit Milah. Ki Arelim Ayu, Ki Lo Malot Hadeh. Again, they didn't have Brit Milah, it's called Arel, Lo Malkam Hadeh, they didn't do Brit Milah on the way. Ayikah Shetamu Kol Agoyim Limol, and Yoshua finished everybody to do Brit Milah, everybody, Vayishvu Tachta Mahdeh Al-Khayotam. The settlers that dwell in the camp until they felt better. When I said it takes 3 days for a person to come back to himself. That's what the pasuk says, that after the Brit Milah, they sat and they stayed in the camp until they felt better. It means they did not go and do anything. Today, I took away the embarrassment, the shame of Mitzrayim from upon you. Well, what a shame? A few explanations. One explanation, Rashi brings us the Gemara, that when Am Yisrael wanted to go out of Mitzrayim, Paro told them, I see blood in the desert. What it means is, I see big tragedy in the desert. And that blood that Paro saw, really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after the Midrash, after Moshe Rabbeinu prayed so much to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and told him, Lama Yomru Mitzrayim Lemor Bera'a Otiyam, this is bad thing that the Egyptian people saw. Right. Madis. The Egyptian people saw blood all over the desert, and Paul told us, blood, and now you're going to destroy Israel in the desert, it means Mitzrayim, Jesus' power was right. So Kadosh Baruch Hu, Vayinashem Hashem al Ara, Kadosh Baruch Hu left it alone. It says, but that's what all the Chachamim said, the power saw something in the stars, now you cannot just cancel it. So that thing was chasing them all along in the desert, and now this is the blood of Brit Milah that Yeshua did. This is now, this is the interpretation of that vision that Paul saw. Paul saw a vision of blood, says Nabi, this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yeshua, today that vision was fulfilled, it means it's going to be no more blood. It means you cannot just cancel certain things, that's a few times already. You cannot just cancel completely something, you can only remove something or divert it into another, as I would say, another path or something. If you cannot, if you see something in the star, the Gemara said Chachamim used to go and ask people about the star. I said, if you see something in the star, you cannot just ignore it. You cannot ignore it. He said, it's nonsense. It's not nonsense. It's nonsense if you are connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu, but again, there's something in it, something in it. For example, Chachamim say, Ari Ra'al Chachamim says, says Avraham Avinu looked in the stars and he saw that he will not have any children. So the Prophet told him, no, don't look in the stars, you have to have belief in it. And then the Prophet changed his name. The truth of the matter is, he almost didn't have any children. This is like a David Krak. He almost didn't have any children. Ishmael already is not considered a child. He is Haki Karelacha Zara. The only child is Yitzchak. And he told him, take Yitzchak. And this is really, really what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted in one version from Avraham to do Akedat Yitzchak. It means to fulfill what the star is showing. You cannot just ignore the stars. He said, this is nonsense. Not nonsense. He said, you can overcome what you see in the stars. You can, it's over. It's something that you can use it partially and you can divert it or direct it to a different channel. But you cannot just ignore it and say, I think the star that this person is dead, nonsense. That's the Gemara said, it's not nonsense. The Gemara said, the Talmud told them, I've seen the star of blood, and Moshe Rabbeinu did not ignore it. Moshe Rabbeinu told the Kadosh Baruch Hu after the Egel, the Egyptians are right, you see, there is blood now, you're going to kill all of Israel. It says 40 years while walking in the desert, that star, this blood, was still chasing them. And today, it says, you should know, today, when you did the Brit Milah, it says, this Zerah, this thing that what Paul said, he saw in the star, it's true, but I changed it, says the Gemara, to the blood of Brit Milah. It says, without it, it says, that Zerah is still chasing you. He cannot run away from the Zerah. It's not the same idea. But the Chachamim have Ruach HaKodesh. Ruach HaKodesh is something similar to that. And so Ruach HaKodesh is it's lower level than prophecy. But Ruach HaKodesh is something that you can see. Again, it doesn't have to be stars. But it's something that the person gets, that he knows. He knows certain things. Sometimes he has a mistake. That mistake is all, again, is the same kind of idea that was diverted to another place, to another channel.
But it's the same model.
Again, no matter what it means, like it's not, doesn't have to be that way. It means you can overcome it.
Right.
But it doesn't mean you can cancel it. You cannot cancel it. If the star shows it, it's money cancel it, you cannot ignore it. But then there are people, the Gemara says that Chachamim used to go and ask the Goyim that they knew the stars, and they used to ask the Goyim, what do you see in the star now? What do you see in the star? It's not something that belongs to the Goyim. The Gemara said a Goy cannot come out of the star. The Gemara said if a Goy sees something in the star, he should know what that's going to be. Because he's under the star. We're not under the star. But of course the star has an effect. Yeah, a Goy cannot escape.
If we do mitzvah, we do something else, and we could
Yeah, yeah. I don't know what to say. You have to be underneath the umbrella of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
We're not supposed to talk to a Sfarad.
No, we're not supposed to. The Gemara said the
Jewish Sfarad.
No, no. The Gemara said the Gemara said the Chachamim used to go to the Goyim Sfarad.
We're allowed to go to...
No, no, but if the guy is charged, you're allowed to go ask him in the south. The stock market will go up and down, yes, you can, you're allowed to go through it. Why do you have to know the story of him? What's the purpose of the story? I mean, it's a prophecy. It's a prophecy that Yeshua told Yeshua to write it. I understand this effort was needed at the time. I said, why do I have to know today that that's what happened? It's not a story book, that Yeshua is a prophecy. After the new Brit Milah, and again, after the cross of the Jordan River was the 10th year of Chodesh Nisan, and Pesach is 4 days later, says the Gemara that you need to be, to have Brit Milah in order to eat from Korban Pesach, and now it's the time. It's 40 years in the desert, besides the first year we did not do Korban Pesach, now we eat Korban Pesach, we did Brit Milah, so now we are able to have Korban Pesach and eat it. Says the Navi, yes, that's what happened, that's what happened. But Yatsuta Pesach, it says now, after they did it again, it's not like a people who told them to do it. It says, but obvious now. Now I'm in Eretz Israel, now there is a north wind, I had Brit Milah, and of course if I had Brit Milah, and this is Nisan, of course in the 14th day of Kodesh Nisan, I have to do Korban Pesach, why shouldn't I? In the desert, I didn't do it because I didn't have Brit Milah. Now I have Brit Milah, says the Navi. A story, you should know. That's what happened. Again, it was not a command, it was obvious. This is halacha in the Torah, and I did it. Next year, they didn't go inside Yericho yet, but next year, they did the Korban Pesach. They had the altar that they brought from the other side of the Jordan River. They sacrificed the Korban Pesach on the altar, but Yericho ma'avu ha'at melachat ha'pesach matzot v'kalit b'tamim hazeh. So two things. First of all, says the Gemara, they went and they purchased some wheat, some flour from the Goyim around Yericho, and on the 14th day of Chodesh Nisan, when they sacrificed the sacrifice of Pesach, there's a mitzvah to eat matzot merorim yochlu. You have to eat the Korban Pesach with matzah and maror. That you don't find it in the Torah, in the Navi here. The Chachamim said that they went and they bought, according to one of them, Varshim, they went and they bought some flour from the Goyim, and they made matzot, and they ate the matzot together with Korban Pesach. This is in between sentence 10 to 11. Sentence 11 is Vayachum Babu Ha'at Mechot HaPesach Matzot V'Kalim Betumim Hazeh. What it means is, it means, Abu Ha'at was the Omer. What it means is, that's a question, how did you have it? How did you get this barley? How did you get it? You only 3 days in Israel. So the Gemara said maybe it was a miracle. It's machloket. And let me tell you a story. So the story is that I did Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach I do on the 14th day of Chodesh Nisan. And on the 16th day of Chodesh Nisan, this is the time that he did the Omer. Mimochorat HaShabbat, that's when we start counting the Omer, and the 6th day of Chodesh Nisan, by Yochlu Me'avu Ha'aretz, they started to eat from the new thing that grows, because until then you're not allowed to eat, because it's called Chadash, it's called brand new. למחרת הפסח, מצות זה קלוי בעצם על זה. לפחות פסח, יש, היית מצות, מקלוי, הרוסטרי בעצם על זה on that day, וזה זה day, it was the 16th day of Nisan, this is 2 days after התקף על קורבן פסח, I was able to eat from the new wheat, from the new barley, that's called מעבור הארץ, ויוכלו מעבור הארץ, ממחרת הפסח, after the second day of the first day of Pesach, means the second day of Pesach, the 16th day of Chodesh Nisan, then I ate matzot kalui v'etzem hazeh on the day because I was able to find some kind of stalks and they brought it to the Mishkan, and that thing happened when I came to the friend. Okay, then why do I have to know it? Why do you have to know it? What's the purpose of the sentence that I was near to Israel and I was there for 6 days, I passed the Jordan River, I was able to eat from the new thing, what do you have to know it? I mean, what's the purpose? I mean, if I didn't, so I drank some apple juice, some orange juice, I ate some apples, apricots, candies, liver candies, I mean, what does this send me from America?
Baskets,
okay. Send me from America, myself from America. I said, what's the purpose? What do you want to know now? I said, what's the problem? What's the problem that I have to know that the second day of Pesach, they started to eat from the new thing that grew in Eretz Yisrael. I said, what do you have to know? What's the purpose? I was hungry. I didn't have what to eat. Yeah, I will not eat. I'm going to go. I'm going to buy from the peddlers. What's the problem?
Is it freshly grown?
That's freshly grown, and the Gemara Chachamim said the Jews, when they came to Israel, right away on the 10th day of Chodesh Nisan, they planted, they seeded, and in 3 days it grew, and they cut it, and they, from the new thing that just came out, they cut it, they brought it on the altar in the Gilgal, and this was the Omer. And said, in Israel, now they're allowed to eat Mavu Aret, it means now they went, and they went to the fields around Jericho, and they took some wheat, some barley, and they ground it, and they made new matzot, fresh matzot, and they ate it. This is what they have to know it now. What's the purpose? What do you have to know it?
The man.
Again, the man is only, the Mara will say, we'll get to the minute. But why have to know it? Why do you have to know this information? For what you don't need to know this information? Why the Nabi writes this information? So one of the answers is like Mr. Noah says, the Gemara says, from this you learn the man's stop. What do you mean the man's stop? The man stopped already 33 days ago, 39 days ago really, 40 days really, the Gemara says. So the Gemara, the last time the man came down, everybody took the man, and the man had bracha, a blessing inside the man, and the man was enough for 40 days. Every day they had two meals, breakfast and supper, and the man is collected the day of Moshe Rabbeinu's death, and that day was the last day the man came down. After Moshe Rabbeinu died, there was no more man. He says, the man is collected, the day was enough for 40 days. They carried it along, and every day they took a little bit in the morning, a little bit in the evening, so the Gemara was kazayit, a very small amount, and they were not hungry. And says this now, the Navi, the Gemara says, now the Navi tells you they had to eat Me'avu Haaretz from Eretz Israel because there is no more man. I said, what do you need to know this information? What do you have to know it? For what? Says, maybe it means that you need to know that it was a miracle. So why do you have to know the miracle? What is really the purpose of the miracle?
Huh?
Come here. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe. No, first thing first, Korban Pesach, what's the meaning? Yeah, maybe.
Just to establish that they were now attached to the land that is
not. Yeah. Yeah. That's what it is. That's what we're getting the minute. Why?
Yeah.
How come they
No.
And that's what the Navi says in the next sentence. But he brought the man Mechorat. And says the next day was no more man. Again, doesn't mean there's no more man. It means the man that they had in the packet, in the storage, was finished. The Ochlam Avu Aretz, when they ate from the new corpse what they gathered outside, the Raya Od Livni Israel Man, was no more man. But says that the year already they started to eat from the grain of Eretz Israel. So maybe it means, maybe simple explanation means that's a prophecy to tell you there was a miracle that the man was sufficient, was enough for 40 days after they collected the man. Maybe. So that's what the Nabi tells you. Why do you need to know it? I mean, it's someone who wants us to know that he made us a miracle. Okay, fine. Maybe Yeshua be Yericho. The Gemara said it's not Yericho. He was not in Yericho yet. It means still outside Yericho. When he's saying, "Rabbi, yeah, Avinei Shemed Nekdo," he sees a person standing in front of him. The Chavos of Abiyado is a sword in his hand. By the way, Yeshua Elav, Yeshua goes close to him. Vayim Elav, Alam Tayim Tayino. You belong to us, or you with our enemies. Vayomer. Vayomer. Vayomer, the angel answered him. Vayomer, the angel told him, answered him, "Lo, ki ani sasva Hashem atabati. I am a minister of Tzva Hashem." What does it mean? Shana lecha mal reglecha. Take off your shoe from Shana alcha me'al reglecha. Moshe ana alecha, and he has one. It says, take off one shoe from your 2 feet. He had one shoe from 2 feet. I don't know. But he says, take off one shoe. Alcha means one. Na'alecha means two. He tells him, the angel tells him, take off your foot. כי המקום אשר אתה עומד עליו, קודש הוא. It's holy. What's holy? Holy land, what? What's holy over here? If it's holy, when you cross the Jordan River, right, when you cross the Jordan River, it says, take off your foot, take off your shoe. He says, why take my shoe? He says, it's a holy place. It says, what's holiness? It's next to Yericho. What's holy? It's outside Yericho. What is it? What's the holy about it? If it's holy, then not only here, but Eretz Israel. Should all go and should all take off the shoes. If it's called the Holy Land. If it's the Holy Land, everybody should take off the shoes. Well, we know that Halacha is not like this anyway. I think Moshe Rabbeinu when he told him to take off the shoes because he was standing on Har Sinai. That's why we told him to take off his shoes. Shalnalecha, mi'al raglecha, ki ha'makom shemalav amat kodeshu. Moshe Rabbeinu was standing on Har Sinai, he met a Kadosh Baruch Hu on Har Sinai. He told him, this place is holy. Take off your shoes, understand. Here, he sees an angel and he says, take off your shoes. Why take off? Why? It's a holy place. What's holy over here? It's not Beth Hamidrash here. It's not Har Sinai here. It's outside Yericho. Vayat Yeshua came. Of course it is. What do you think? He wouldn't do it. An angel tells him, standing with the sword and says, in front of him, tells him, take off your shoe. Of course they take off your shoe.
Rachel was a Mitzvah.
No, we don't have no information if Yaakov went with them. Says Ari like this. Yes, Yom.
Right from Jericho.
We don't have it?
I wasn't supposed to be here.
I know.
But the cool one.
Tomorrow you want?
I have the Wednesday ticket. I'm waiting to get a charge to send by them.
With Alex Ali. Oh, fine. I got it. Yeah, it's delivered. Ali says like this. Shalosh Matanot, three presents that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave to Am Yisrael, says the Gemara. He says, Anan, Yizkut Aaron. A cloud was because of Yizkut of Aaron. Mayim, the water, Be'er Miriam, Bishkut Miriam, Man, Bishkut Moshe Rabbeinu. Says the Gemara, Miriam died first. We had no water, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave back the water. Bishkut Moshe now. Says Aaron died, and we lost the cloud, and Kadosh Baruch Hu brought the cloud back, Bishkut Moshe Rabbeinu. Says, Navi says that Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I took all the three leaders in 1 month. The Gemara is, it's not 1 month. Miriam died 1 month. Aaron died 1 month. And Moshe Rabbeinu died another month. The Gemara knows what it means. The Kadosh Baruch Hu took all the three presents in 1 month. Then when Moshe died, no clouds, no water, no man. What's the importance that you have to know this statement? Well, it's what Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us because of Moshe Rabbeinu, because of Aaron, because of Miriam. But Am Yisrael, we are the children of Kadosh Baruch Hu. If you go in the desert, and Kadosh Baruch Hu said, you know what, I'm going to give you money in the desert, b'shut Moshe, I'm going to give you b'shut Aaron, so now, why I didn't b'shut? I didn't b'shut myself. The root is around me. It's like this. Yosef came down from Mitzrayim. When Yosef came down to Mitzrayim, he told all the Egyptians to do Brit Milah. He says, Ari, it all came to Pharaoh and told Pharaoh, the man is crazy. He wants to convert us. He wants to convert us. So Pharaoh said, don't do it. So Moshe said, there is no food. So Pharaoh said, what do you mean there is no food? There's no food? I told you, it was in every day in El Haram. In 7 years, it's going to be a big famine. You also said, why didn't you put away in storage? They said, we fought. We did put it in storage. Everything got rotten. Everything got rotten. So Paul said to them, so what do you want to do? So you have to go back to Yosef. It says that Yosef came to Yosef and they said, can we have some food? Yosef said, Eneni zan arenim. Whoever is not with me now, I don't give. Finished. You don't deserve to have food if you're not Brit Milah. If you have Brit Milah, you get food. If you don't, it says, Elokai lo zan arelim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want to support a person, it's not Brit Milah. He says, I don't want to convert you, but if you want to have for me food, you have to do Brit Milah. He says, without Brit Milah, you have no zuchut to eat. Says, that is one more step. Says Eret Zabat Chalav Udvash, Eret Chita Usora, Gefet Enar Rimon, Eret Ayanot Utoamot Ochim Babika Uvara, Yitzim Babika Uvara. Says Ari, the root of the Parnassah, the root of the food is Meretz Yisrael. The water, the root, whatever we drink outside of Israel is Zuchut Eretz Yisrael. Is the food that you have is the chut of Israel. Whatever grows outside of Israel is because of Israel. Today it's different, maybe. But it's different after the destruction of the Tangdar, it's different. But let's take a look at Kulam Shotim Bishkut Aret, Kulam Mukulim Bishkut Aret. Let's be a halta the Sadam Arafat, the Shmuel Kechal Aret, the Torah, because of the name. So, the Rebbe says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Abraham Avinu to do Brit Milah, and then you get Eretz Israel. And this is what it says, let's do Parasha. It's brought a key Aret, the Arayot. If you don't keep the Brit Milah pure, you have no right to be in your friend. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah of that yet Hamim. And says you should be complete. It alech lefamav yet Hamim. And says Avraham Avinu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to him, used to faint. And Syria was like, then he didn't faint anymore. He says, now, what Kadosh Baruch Hu said, the first mitzvah, if he tells you, listen, you want to get out of Israel, he says, definitely get out of Israel when you have Brit Milah. Says, Brit Milah is, says Ari, says the Zohar, it's a power for the Parnasa. It's a condition for you to have out of Israel. Lot Ati Arat Yitzchem. It says, the Goyim used to do those things, but it's Ma'aret. It says, you ruined the power of Israel. Zari, with all the respect, it was Moshe Rabbeinu's power. It says, Aaron's power, Miriam's power. It says, Am Yisrael was not in the level to get anything. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them. Shalosh Matanot, it says, I give you three presents. Bizchut of Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. It says, you're not in that level to get for me food. You can't get for me food. You're in the desert, you have a problem. And it says, because of Moshe Rabbeinu, because of Aaron and Miriam, you'll get food. It says, Moshe Rabbeinu, but there's no more food for you. There's no more food for you. It says, now you cause it to no Mila. You didn't do Brit Mila. Don't got to Eretz Israel, he still has the money in the pocket. Says, Zari, you have money in the pocket. Very nice. You see, in 1 minute, you're going to die from famine. A drought. You have no zechut. You cannot have any food, any water, nothing. Zero. Says, Zari, that's why in the desert, constantly he said, there's no food, there's no water. Says, what is this? Says, and any zan arilim, you don't understand. In the desert, you don't do zeal. You don't deserve. You can't ask yourself to the goyim in Israel. If you don't behave, you don't deserve food. You know what you're going to get? You're going to get, because of the Jews, Brit Milah, you have what to eat. Because the Jews make a Brit Milah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Zari, open up the pipe, and the pipe goes by Eretz Israel, and all the food that you have today in Arizona is because Brit Milah is somebody living in Australia. Says, Brit Milah, that's the key, says Zari, to open up the Shefa. Zari, now we pass the Jordan River, they're all happy. I want to tell you something. It's the same way Moshe Rabbeinu did Brit Milah to the people in Israel. He says, that's the secret. The secret is that if you don't do Brit Milah, you cannot have Korban Pesach. It's because Korban Pesach, this is the root of the freedom of Israel. It says, freedom, it means that you're going to Eretz Israel. It says, I'm not saying here. So you're going to Eretz Israel. It says, that's Israel, you must have Brit Milah. And so Moshe Rabbeinu goes, tell them right now, Zamayichai, Dam Pesach, Dam Milah, and says, you must have Brit Milah, because it's a condition to go to work. So you cannot just go to visit Israel. You go to live in Israel, you still understand. Living in Israel is the land of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to have Brit Milah. The Brit Milah also for you, it's necessary for you to have food. I mean, otherwise you're not going to have food. Because power is a dream. And the dream that power saw, there's going to be no food. Everybody's going to die in this life. Famine. And now came the famine, and they all came to you and said, we want the precious food. So you said, no, I cannot give you. I said, you remember the dream power had? The dream was written in the El Haram. It was a picture that everybody's dead in this life. He said, you want me to revive you? He said, Elokai, God that showed power of the dream, he's not going to give you food. He said, if you want me to give you the food, I said, that's the condition. The dream was that if you don't do Brit Milah, you die from famine. But if you do Brit Milah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets you have food. Huh? I don't know, it's a good question. I don't think so, it doesn't say. Oh yeah. But it doesn't say that Yosef gave power. But obviously he gave it to him, otherwise everything has got him. Well, it's a good question, I don't know. It's a good question. I mean, it says that's really the purpose of this chapter here. So the purpose of the chapter is not to tell you information. I want to explain to you something. It says, first, I wanted to know that after HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a miracle, everybody got so scared of you. It says, why? He's scared of you because you passed the Jordan River. You went on dry land. It's very nice. But you have to understand, you are not in a position to stay here until you do Brit Milah. Because without Brit Milah, you're not going to stay here. He says, I'm going to prove it to you that this is what's going to happen. You're not going to have any food. It's not going to have any food. He says, I'll tell you something. He says, the minute that you did Brit Milah, it is a miracle. All of a sudden, things grew up right away in 3 days, and you were able to bring the Omer. And it's not that information about the Omer. It's to show you that now you deserve the food. He says, you got the Eretz Israel. This was like a boost to Am Israel, a proof that you deserve to be here. He says, I cannot be in Eretz Israel unless I deserve to be here. Excuse me. Yeshua made the Brit Milah the way Moshe Rabbeinu made it in Israel. Yeshua made the Brit Milah. He says, now you already, he says, we all stay, he says, we stayed in the camp, so now you can look about yourself the same way you did in Klein before we came out. But again, it's not because it's time to look about yourself. It's just a proof that I am here because HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought me here, that I deserve to be here. And he did his milah. He says, I did everything. He says, the next day, I was able to bring the Korban on here. Says, Ari, like this. Says, Ari, and all of a sudden, everything is fine. And see, all of a sudden, see somebody in front of him. He says, the guy is the soul standing. He says, what are you doing here? He says, the Gemara, that the angel told him, I'm here to kill you. He says, why you want to kill me? He says, because you didn't study Torah. He says, I didn't study Torah for you to kill me. He says, Ari, you don't understand. This is in the Katamazon. They don't cut away. Abritcha, שחתמת לצטרנו, ועל, חשיל מרצענו. I said, נודה לך, השם הפינו. Thank you very much for giving me the land. The land, says the Gemara, you must say, land has come together with the Torah and read, otherwise you have no right to be in Eretz Yisrael. Says the angel to him, what do you do? He says, oh, you do tmilah. He says, very nice. He says, good tmilah, fine, we have to eat fine. He says, what about Torah? He says, again, you don't deserve to be here. He tells him, listen, Dari says, unbelievable. Dari tells him, take off your shoe. Says the Midrash, where are you standing? You know where you're standing. Says Dari, you're standing in a shul, in a synagogue, that Elisha is going to build here next to Yericho. Says Dari, it's not the Holy Land. Says the Tosefta. Says the Tosefta, that Yeshua was standing in a place, it's going to be a shul. Like something like Moshe Rabbeinu was standing on Al-Khoreb, before the Torah was given, and Yaakov told him, take off your shoes. He says, you are standing on the place of the Knesset, of Bet Midrash, of Eish Hanavi, in a few hundred years. He says, you're standing, take off your shoes right away. This was just, I don't know, because it was the Chachamim say, I think Ari Shlad, they say it was in the lower level. Maybe somebody made it, it's a lower level, I don't know exactly. So he said, that's the whole idea. He says, he tells Yeshua, I came to kill you. I said, but I want you to understand it, Yeshua. You're standing in a shul right now. I says, the whole purpose of Eretz Israel is read Torah and Eretz Israel. It's tied together. Says, I mean, that's the whole idea of this chapter. It's not just information. It's something for us, for the future, says Dari, for us to know that this is a condition to stay in Eretz Israel and to have the miracles in Eretz Israel only if you do Brit Milah and only if you study Torah. He says, then you deserve the land. It says, not, it's then. It says, I didn't say, sure, Yeshua didn't. It says, really, Zohar says, really, I mean, it's hard to say that. The Zohar said on this chapter, it says, shame on Yeshua, shame on Yeshua. Oila lota busha. Moshe Rabbeinu was constantly Torah. So therefore, that's what the Nabi tells us, says Ari, the demand, the collected, the last day of Moshe Rabbeinu's life was sufficient for 40 days. That's the power of Moshe, and Moshe was the power of Torah. But Yeshua was less than Moshe Rabbeinu. So Baruch Hashem, it is good to bring us to Eretz Yisrael. But still, says Dari, you see, the angel came and wanted to kill him because of lack of Torah. Now, says Dari, this is the information that the Navi gives us, that Yeshua gives us, and when he writes his prophecy, you should know that this is really the power of Moshe Rabbeinu. The 30, 40 days, Midrash has one version, 54 years. We ate the man. It means not only that day that we had the man in the pocket, it says some people had the man for 14 years in the pocket. Until everybody dwelled in Eretz Israel and got his peace, some people had man in the pocket, whoever had his hood. So he said, whoever learned Torah so much and was praying for Moshe Rabbeinu, the man was not finished. It was finished for the majority of the people. So they ate from Abu Arad, from the new grain that grew. But some people, said the Midrash, I think it's a Gemara, I don't think it's a Midrash. Some Chachamim say 54 is Am Yisrael ahead the man. 40 in the desert, 40 in the Eretz Yisrael. They still had in the pocket that man that they collected on the death of the day that Moshe Rabbeinu died. Still for 14 years, they took every day two pieces and they ate it. It was enough for them. They didn't have to go purchase any food. Dari, this is only to show you how powerful is Moshe Rabbeinu. It was called Torah Moshe Rabbeinu.
Gracias. الله.